Test, one, two.
All right, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order, please. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Any deletions or additions? Can we have a mover?
Sure, Honky.
Seconder?
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes? Can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Stood.
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Absolutely. Payment of accounts.
McDougald, I'll move that.
Let me move. Seconder, please?
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
We got a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks.
Stood. Either way.
Either way, all in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Yeah.
Okay, can we have a mover for?
I'll move it, Honky.
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And then we'll go to the financial statements ending in March 31st, 2025. Can we have a mover, please?
Honky.
Seconder?
Chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Senior utility operator report, it's all in your package, you read it. Bylaw officer report, it's in there. Reports of committees, White Mother Reynolds Planning District, minutes of January 6th and February 3rd, they're in there. Verbal reports of committees, start with Councilor Stark. Deputy Reeve Honky.
Public Works, not, everybody got the March utility report. New Lagoon, still seeking some more granting to help with the lower the lagoon costs. And the gravel tender is out there and we already have 8 trucks confirmed to haul gravel and everything, so that's all ready to go. And interviews were completed yesterday for equipment operator. And the ads are out for seasonal employment, so I can't think of anything else, Duncan.
No, that was it.
That's it for me, Hillary.
Where are we with the green teams there?
That's...
That gets done here in a while?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Good.
Ads have been out.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. Councilor McDougall?
No, nothing.
Councilor Stead?
I had a library meeting the other day and our fundraiser's coming up June 7th. That's everything for me.
Okay, and I didn't either. I have a couple this week, but it'll be after this particular council meeting. Okay, we will go to communications. Northeastman Municipal Forum, so that's on May 12th. That's just letting us know. We need to do a resolution for that?
Yeah.
I'll move it.
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
So that I've done it, of course, all inclusive. If you're not going to be attending, please let me know, because for right now, we'll be putting 6 persons, correct?
Yeah. RCMP Sergeant Myers quarterly report. Everyone's got it. Okay. Number 3 is Brian Pasevi at re-notice of moving forward with resolution 13918. This was a resolution that was passed in 2018, is that correct?
Yes, and he's now just working towards it, but I thought in case something comes through, I want to make sure council knows that it was approved back then. But he, again, all expenses are on that,
yeah.
Individual
so,
direct.
So we don't need to pass a resolution on, it's just an awareness?
Pretty much.
Thank you.
Just if you see things going through and you're not used to the name, that's why it was from before.
Okay. Number four, Napier Emergency Consulting, new program, learn EM virtual lectures from June to September 25th. So that's just to let you know.
And any member of council is welcome to participate at any time if they would like to. They're all webinars, and apparently the work team is pretty excited to start having these as well.
They are the work team.
Thank you.
Number five, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Tarasum Dance Company, request for sponsorship. This is some, we've never done this one before, have we?
Comes annually to you, but I could not see back anywhere where there was a donation made or a sponsorship.
I don't remember talking about it. I've got a few thoughts. My first thought is they're out of Bossier, so I mean, I automatically thought, what would we want to be involved with that for? But just thinking more of it, our kids have been through it. I can think there's at least 25 other local kids from our community that have gone there and still do. So I'm proposing we do the $200 sponsorship, the minimum one. And my thoughts there are, again, this is money going to out of the municipality, but we don't have that service here. And they actually enhance this community by having that program there half an hour away.
Where is it at?
It's out of Bossier.
No, just by the old theater there.
So to have something like that half an hour away, you know, it actually does enhance our lifestyle here, and I just think it's good to support at the minimum level.
And we have kids from our municipality?
Absolutely.
Yes.
100%.
Are you moving it?
He noted at least 25.
The year our kids went, it was unreal. I've gone to some of their programs to see our kids. They've outgrown it now, actually, but we've gone. And
okay, we have a mover.
I'll move it.
Seconder?
Just want to make sure I understood. 200.
Yeah, the minimum is the 200. And I also, I mean, if we had something like that locally to sponsor, I'd rather we, you know, not be sponsoring in Bossier and something locally if it ever does come to something started up locally here.
So we have a mover by Councillor McDougall and a seconder.
All in favor? Carried. Okay. Number six, Province of Manitoba news release dated April 14, 2025, announcing new wastewater treatment lagoon. So that was information in the package, and it does show that we're on it at least. Right? Doesn't that make us feel good?
Okay.
Number seven, Municipal and Northern Relations, Manitoba Emergency Management Organization via Disaster Financial Assistance Webinar Information and Request for Public Feedback by April 27, 2025. Is this the one that last meeting Councillor McDougall asked for?
Sit on? We were discussing it.
On?
And then admin took it on. And
that's what we asked.
That's right. So we did it, and actually we had all three of us that were able to listen to it. And that's why I just wanted to put all the information right in the package so council would have everything in case they wanted to look through and see if they had any particular feedback.
So if there's any council feedback, they can just let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it informative?
Not necessarily.
Not really? Nothing new in the program that's going to be changing?
In my opinion, it was not...
No, I mean, I skimmed over the 25 pages. I wasn't going to read it in depth.
Yeah.
You know, it was... Okay.
Okay, unfinished business lagoon that's tabled. Number two, waterline south of Alma, an inquiry. I think they were looking for some information.
If I can just read the inquiry out, that way everybody will be sure. It came from Mr. Giesbrecht, and he's been assisting administration with different things and telling us who would possibly be interested in this line and stuff. So then he came back and he had a question that I wanted to be positive that came to council. It says, "Hi Colleen, I plan to drive around a bit and talk to people regarding the waterline extension project. Can you confirm that homeowners may put the hookup fee onto their property taxes and for how many years? I just want to have accurate info before I start talking to people." I said, "Hello, Mr. Giesbrecht, that would be a council question as I do not have direction in this full regard. We will put it on council's agenda as an inquiry and get back to you shortly thereafter. So I wanted to, and then help him for, thank him for helping us with the project.
But are there extra costs there for what's like?
Lacey, can I please get you?
I can answer to some of that, so.
Maybe come a little closer if you can for that.
Yeah, so for the most part, the cost estimation does include the hookup fee, but this is based on a certain size line. So the estimation that we got is based on, it works out to be in about an inch and a half. They call it 30 millimeter, right? But it's about an inch and a half line. So if anybody wants a bigger line, that cost is gonna be different. I think it's about, say, if they go up to a 2-inch line, that's gonna add another $10 per meter. So, but in general, yeah, the service line is included in that hookup fee.
Are there borrowing costs included in this thing?
Well, no, so this is right now if there's no borrowing. If there were to be, if we would have to do a borrowing bylaw and have it go on our taxes, that's what it would have to be, it'd be a borrowing bylaw, then there'd be interest on top of that.
But I guess what could change the price based on 15 hookups, right?
Right now it's based on 26 hookups.
26 hookups, so.
So the cost could change if that number goes up or if that number goes down.
No.
Yeah.
That's hard to give an answer, yeah.
Yeah, it's also based on the service lines being 200 meters. So some of those costs could change there too. If you have some that are less than 200 meters and some might be more.
So Lacey, you said 26 hookups. Does that mean there's 26 people that are interested in it?
That's what the estimation was based on.
Okay.
So those are the ones that had expressed interest at the time the estimation
okay.
was done.
Okay, yeah, good. Thank you.
So is it safe, if I may ask, to say that borrowing would come close to doubling the cost for somebody?
Well, this wouldn't have to be, it likely wouldn't have to be as large of a borrowing bylaw.
No.
And we could probably do it for less of a time period. So the interest is going to be cut if you do a 10-year borrowing bylaw versus a 15, it's going to cut your interest significantly.
Right.
So we'll have to weigh the options there. But if we do have to do a borrowing bylaw, this cost will definitely go up.
And that's only to the ones that hook up?
Yep. Oh yeah, it'd be a local improvement if you did it that way.
Okay, good. Good, thank you.
So what we will do is we respond back now in writing to Mr. Giesbrecht so that when he's going to around, we're giving the exact information.
Okay.
Does it have to be a local improvement to do a borrowing bylaw?
No, can do other
thank
ways,
you.
But me saying that is just more that it's for these individuals.
Yeah, but a local improvement
yeah.
is forcing it on people, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way, and you could still do a borrowing bylaw.
It would be only for the roll numbers who want to be attached to it.
Yeah, just when you said fit to the local improvement,
yeah,
that's why I asked.
Not the correct wording just yet. Essentially, though, this is kind of the very, very early start. You guys
yeah.
still have to
no,
make
it's
some.
Good. I just didn't want anyone to be scared by the term local improvement and someone who doesn't want it to think that
mm-hmm.
there's an LID coming to their neighborhood.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. It would be...
Just the ones that are hooking up.
Just the ones
yeah.
who want to hook up. Similar to what you guys did with the water line.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, good. Number three, zoning bylaw, draft bylaw, that's tabled. And then we'll leave number four for now. We'll go to number five, harassment policy redraft. Colleen, I would like to table that. I got some things I just read it once. See if everybody else feels to maybe add and bring it on to the next meeting, if that's okay with everybody.
Table
yep.
till the next
table.
Meeting.
Okay. Then we will go to new business council meeting, conflicting date with AMM district meeting on June 10th, 2025. Resolution to change council meeting to Monday, June 9th, 2025.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Seconder, please.
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks for reminding us of that, though.
Yeah, you bet.
We probably all would have showed up at the district meeting anyway. Okay. And that's actually, it's come out of it now?
No, we'll wait until about 30. Yeah, Lacey, can you just put this on hold, please, or have faith?
Okay, it is 1:30. So be it resolved that the regular order of business of council be temporarily suspended to open a public hearing to consider the 2025 financial plan budget bylaw number 77125. Have a mover, please.
Okay.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. All right. So the objective of the hearing is to welcome to the 2025 financial plan hearing. Thank you for taking the time to attend. This hearing provides residents with the opportunity to hear and see what plans are in store for 2025 and beyond. This presentation will include general overview of the 2024 activities and an outline of the 2025 financial plan. There will be an opportunity for questions following the presentation. Has everyone signed in that wants to sign in?
Yes, I have two gentlemen in,
okay,
and
good.
They have signed.
Then I'll pass it over to our municipal financial officer for the presentation and questions.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Just to begin, I'm going to go over some of the 2024 highlights. So for 2024, we got a new truck for the fire department. This isn't a fire truck, it's more one for getting around, it's a half ton. We also put a new garage at the water treatment plant. We did some elevated road improvements. We continued the curb stop upgrade program, installed a new wall hydrant at the booster station, and we did continue with our upgrades to sidewalks. So we're going to start with looking at our 2025 budgeted revenue. Okay. So first we have our total tax levy, and this includes the school division portion as well as any grants in lieu taxes we receive. The school requisition is $1,656,985. So this leaves with the municipality with a total of $2,023,453. Then we have the other revenue generated, and this is sitting at $573,727.
Hey, which paper is that? This thing you gave us or on here?
No.
This is on the slide. Okay, so where was I now?
Second slide.
Okay, yes. So.
Well, I can't see from this angle. Just
move the chair up. Move the chair
up. Yeah, better TV, folks.
Okay, so some of the anticipated transfer from the reserves for our capital projects amounts to around $356,000. So this drop in other revenue is largely in part due to a one-time funding that we received last year. We're not getting it this year. So that's a big drop in our other revenue. Okay, so how does this impact our mill rate for 2025? And I'm gonna go into more detail about the revenues and the expenditures. I just want to kind of get a look at our mill rate impact first. So we have the municipal mill rate and the school division mill rate. So we have them separated out. The school division mill rate is not something that we set. That's something set by the school division and we don't control over, but we do collect on their behalf. Okay. You'll notice that the school division mill rate has dropped by about 0.48 mils, which means they are collecting around $21 less per 100,000 of assessed value. So for the municipal mill rate, we dropped our mill rate down to 15.378. That's a 1.67 drop from last year. So per 100,000 of assessed value, we are collecting $74 less.
On you went that it's down 1.67. I'm used to percentage. What is that? How much did the mill rate drop on a percent?
So as a percentage, that puts us out at about a 9.75% drop.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not the true mill rate at the end of the day, so.
The municipal mill rate is the only one that we can control. So the Sunrise and the what's set by the province, we don't control.
It's still not the total mill rate at the end of the day.
Let's go through all the answers and questions after the end of the presentation.
Okay, so let's look at the property value and tax relationship. This is kind of important. It explains how your mill rate works. So our property value, or the taxes are based on property's assessed value with portion tax dependent on the type of property they own. So if you're, say, a residential property, your portion is 45% of your total assessed value. If you're a farm, it's 26% of your total assessed value. In our municipality, residential properties make up 53.2% of the tax revenue we collect. Farm property makes up 35.6%, other makes up 6.2%, and railways make up 5%. So others include commercial, but it also includes institutional as well. So in this case, while the farm property's total assessed value is a little bit more than our residential properties, because farm properties only pay on 26% of the total assessed value, what we get collecting taxes is actually more from the residential than it is from farm. So that's just a little quick overview of how we use your assessed property value for tax collection. So what will my property taxes cost this year? This is just a quick little slide that's meant to show you a comparison of what we pay for. So right now the average residential property is assessed at $161,000. That's the total assessed value. When you portion that out, you're paying taxes on $72,000 of that. That means that your annual residential municipal taxes for 2025 would be $1,114 or $93 a month. And then if you kind of look at some of the things we often pay for, two people going out twice a month, it's about $90. Your average high-speed internet, it's about $110 a month. If you have a cup of coffee every day, it's about $60 a month. Or your average car insurance, that's about $100 a month. So those are just some comparisons, just to kind of put it in a little bit of perspective. Okay, so now let's take a closer look at the budgeted other revenue. So this is that, on that first slide there where we had the other revenue, this kind of breaks it down a little bit. So here you can see that the 2024 budgeted amount that we budgeted, and then we have the 2025 budget amount. This is just to show you the difference of revenue that we are going to be collecting. There's not a whole ton of difference for the most part, with the exception of the sales of goods and service. We're expecting to receive around $50,000 less. And this kind of relates to the lot sales and a few other things there. The grants, though, is where the biggest difference is. And this is because we received a one-time conditional transfer. It was part of the Rural Strategic Infrastructure Fund. It was $125,000 we got last year. We don't get that this year. So that drops your expected revenue from $511,000 last year down to $400,000 this year, approximately. It's a big drop. So if we just break down our revenue by category, our expected revenue is made up of property taxes, reserves, the other revenue, and then those grants. Property taxes make up 65%, the reserves make up 17%, the other revenue makes up 5%, and those grants make up 13%. And these reserve transfers here, They don't affect your mill rate because those reserves are only, and those reserves are only transferred if we do that project. So if you don't do that project, those reserves aren't transferred over. They stay in the reserve. I'm going to break down these expenditures more in the next few slides, but this is just a general overview of our budget expenditures for 2025. So we have the 2024 budget, the actual, and the 2025 budget. You can see that our total basic expenditures for 2024 budget was a little over $3 million. The actual was a little over $3.1 million. And then for the 2025 budget, we're budgeting $2.9 million. So there's some reasons why we went over budget for the expenditures last year. Part of that was a DFA claim that we didn't meet the criteria for. That was around an extra $100,000 right there. So there's reasons that we went over budget last year. So if we break down the expenditures by category, this is just a little pie chart here just to kind of show what we're expecting to, or what percent we're spending our money on. The biggest is our transportation services. That's 33% of our expenditures. And this includes your roads, your maintenance, your public works. It's a really, really big department. Then you have your protective services. Your protective services make up 8%. Your general government is 24%. Your fiscal services is 15%. The transfer to reserve is 8%. And again, your transfer to reserve is very much, it's a set amount, and we always hope to transfer at least that 8%, but if we have a surplus, we can transfer more. Then you have your recreation and cultural services, which is 3%, economic development is 1%, environmental development is 1%, public health and welfare 2%, and environmental health is 5%. I'm going to go into further detail for these now. So we have our general government services. In 2024, we budgeted around $645,000, whereas the 2025 budget, we are budgeting around $697,000. So that's a difference of about $52,000. Now, this category covers your office, which is your employee wages, and your general office operating costs. It also covers your legislator, that's council wages and expenses, conventions, AMM, SCM, those type of things. It also includes your audit, your insurance, asset retirement obligations, legal, and your assessment costs. So there's also a lot of costs in there as well. Okay, so one thing to note here, one of the big reasons for the increase, our damage and liability insurance has gone up quite a bit. So that's part of the increase. Wages have also increased, as well as just the general costs have increased. So then we have our protective services, and this includes your fire protection, your bylaw, and your emergency management organization. So 2024, we budgeted $234,000. 2025, we're up just slightly at $237,000. It's just under a $3,000 difference. And so for this one, we don't have a lot of changes. It's stayed very similar to what we had last year. Your transportation services. So this is where we're looking at a difference. 2024, our budgeted amount was $851,000. We spent quite a bit more at $974,000 for a variance of, or sorry, we're budgeting quite a bit more for $974,000 for 2025 because we did spend more last year. We had some costs that were higher than anticipated, and we've anticipated the same cost for this year. The variance is $122,000. This includes your public works staff, so that's going to be their wages. We did have, it was a contract year last year, so wages have gone up, and that does account for some of the budgeted increase. We also have our road maintenance, so this is your materials like gravel, your base, and includes your freight, your snow clearing, your road repairs. This year we have increased our gravel budget by 10% again. We have drainage, which is your ditches and brushing, and your sidewalk, which is your repairs, your grass petting, and your snow clearing. So you will notice that this budget has increased by quite a bit, but there are reasons why it has increased. Environmental health. So this is your waste management facility. So, sorry about that. Essentially here, the cost of the waste management facility is shared between the Arm of Whitemill, Arm of Reynolds, and the North Whiteshell Parks. So we pay 36.7% of that cost of operating. Our share in this case is around $138,000. For the recycling program, we pay 31.8% of the share. This is a contract agreement, so what the budget is set at, we pay. The municipal wells is also in there, but it's a very, very small amount of this total budget of $138,000. Public health and welfare. Okay, so here, 2024, we budgeted around $54,000. 25 budget is moved up to around $56,000. It's a variance of around $2,000. This covers our child care facility, cemetery, and handyman services. Environmental development. The 2024 budget was $26,000. The 2025 budget is $38,000. It's a variance of $12,000. Now, this includes your building inspector wages, the materials and supplies, conferences and training, and it also includes the Whitemill Reynolds Planning District. Last year was kind of a interim year. We were making some changes, so the budget amount was lower than past years. This year is more comparable to those past years. Then we have our economic development. This covers your tourism tax incentive programs, weed control, and our website. Last year we budgeted $43,000. This year we have reduced it a little bit to $41,500. The variance of about $1,500. And recreation culture. Last year the budget was around $67,000. This year it's $84,000. It's a variance of around $16,000. This covers your community centers, canoe launches and beaches, museum, and the library. The biggest increase here is insurance. Insurance has pretty much gone up across the board. That's a cost that we really can't control. Then we have our fiscal services. So this is where your transfers to capital and your debenture debt financing charges are. So the 2024 total was $773,000. 2025, you see a significant drop. We're budgeting $445,000. So that's a variance of $328,000. This is largely in part because we're trying to be fiscally responsible this year. We understand that this is a potentially turbulent year, and the projects we're doing, or we're keeping to the ones that we need. Then you have, so part of the cost that we don't control here is the debenture payments. That's your fire hall and your utility debenture payments. Okay, so then you have your transfers to reserves. 2024, we was budgeted $259,000. This year we're budgeting similar amount, $239,000. This includes your gas tax reserve transfer, or your Canada Community Building Fund, as they now call it. In the past it was called the gas tax reserve though. It includes our equipment replacement reserve, our fire equipment, our bridge reserve, and Natalie Lake reserve. So these are all reserves that we budget transfer amounts to every, well, for the last few years anyways. And that will be what that fair is. The proposed capital expenditures for 2025. I split this one into your general capital and your utility capital. And I split these up because your utility capital projects are, they're included in the financial plan under the utility. The utility is essentially the revenues and your expenditures of your utility balance themselves out, so I've kept them separate for this purpose. This year we have a few big projects planned. We have the sand shed. The sand shed needs some upgrades to meet environmental standards, so that's what that is. We have our bridge maintenance. Last year we had some engineering done, reports done on our bridges, so this $50,000 is budgeted for the repairs that are determined to be needed sooner. We're going to kind of have $50,000 budgeted for the next 3 years in the long-term plan for the bridges. The lagoon, we have $50,000 here. This is in case we need it. The lagoon project is not on the 2024 budget. It's there if we need to start something ahead of time. The road improvements, this is, we're going to continue focusing on the roads that require the most work. This here only does, it's not for your general maintenance of your roads. This is for extending the lives. So there's $100,000 budgeted for extending the lifespan of these roads. Then we have the Natalie Lake Road. That $46,000 that's there is coming from the land Natalie Lake Reserve. And this reserve is funded by lot sales. Then we have a $30,000 mark for a public works truck. In the utility, we are continuing the curb stop program. We have $40,000 there. The lagoon, again, it's while the lagoon project is not on the 2025 budget, it's there in case something happens or we need it. If we don't use it, it won't get used. It stays in the reserve. We have Natalie Lake Utility. We have $60,000 there budgeted. The Wardrobe Way Utility, $30,000. And then at the water treatment plant, we have chemical dosing pumps at $8,000 and turbidity meters at $26,000. So for this funding, the majority of it is coming from reserves. We have our general reserves, which is $356,000, and that's for your general capital projects. From the utility reserve, that's our utility capital projects, with the exception of the turbidity meters and the chemical dosing pumps. Those are coming from the utility funds, and you'll see those in the expenditures on the utility portion of the financial plan. Okay, so here's our 2025 utility revenues and expenditures. Okay, so you can see here that your revenues for your utility and your expenditures balance each other out. We're planning on spending, or we're planning, the revenue is expected to be around $950,000 and the expenditures the same. For the operations, we're expecting around $754,000 and the transfer from the reserves, $193,000. For the expenditures, the water treatment and distribution is going to be around $580,000. Sewage collection in Whitemall, $26,000. Sewage collection in Seven Sisters, $17,700. The transfer to reserves, $93,500. And the loan payments, $13,773. The contribution to capital, $214,000. One thing to note about the transfer to reserves, a large part of this is also going to be any connections you have. So the revenue generated from connections is part of is considered surplus and usually gets transferred over to the reserves. Okay, so debt management. This is something we haven't really talked about in past financial plan hearings, but I do think it's important for us to kind of note. When it comes to our debt management, we're actually very, very healthy. We currently have 3 debenture payments that we're paying. We have our fire hall, and this ends in 2031. This one is at large, so this is the one that essentially all ratepayers are paying. The other two are the waterline intake upgrade, which was a local improvement, and it ends this year. This will be the last year that's paid. And then you have your Alma waterline local improvement, and that ends next year. Okay, so then if we just look at our what your total tax bill is going to be. This just kind of shows the breakdown compared, or this year compared to last year. So in 2024, 57% of your tax bill went to the municipality, 3% went to the province for the school, and 40% went to the Sunrise School Division. And this year, 54% will be going towards the municipal tax levy, 43% to the Sunrise School Division, and it's the 3% is going to remain for the provincial school tax. That pretty much sums up the presentation. Now we can take some questions.
Very good.
How come Elevated Road's not mentioned much, and you guys spent a lot of money on Elevated Road last year? Did we name it all the Wardrobe Way?
Elevated Road is in here.
We enlisted as a project last year. Road construction, where's that?
So we have the Elevated Road improvements were done.
What number is it? You were listed out.
Okay, let me just find it on here for you. It would have been, I don't know if you'll see it on here, because it was a capital project, and it did come from the reserves. It would have been in the,
So why is a taxpayer, am I paying for that Navi Lake thing now? And I'm still paying for Wardrobe Way again. You said it was all supposed to be paid for from what the lots you sold.
They are. All that's coming
no
from.
No taxes on that.
Yeah, that's not. So the transfer to reserves don't affect the mill rate. All of Wardrobe Way and Natalie Lake was paid for from the Wardrobe Way Reserve and the Natalie Lake Reserve. So all those reserves are generated from the lot sales. So if you actually look at page 13, you can see on the general specific purpose reserve fund controls, we have Natalie Lake there, where there is 46,270 city in the reserve. That's what we're expected to transfer out of the reserve to pay for that road. So that road is being built as a lot sell, and the money in that reserve is sufficient enough.
So you're only doing that if the lots sell?
So right now there's 46,000 left remaining in that reserve.
Okay, I'm on page 13. I don't understand this thing. Because I had added up what I phoned the office. I don't have that why, I had a bit of different things, but. And I thought only add up to $161,000 that was sold there on stuff, on lots.
I don't have that sitting in front of me, but everything that we have spent so far has come from the reserve, or the money generated from the lots. And that's why there's only, because in our capital expenditures, there's 46,270 budgeted for Natalie Lake Road,
so,
and that's because that's what's left in the reserve.
But no, I'm not here anyway. On the Elevated Road and Wardrobe Way, you only sold two lots there, didn't you, so far?
were sold there. But elevated road.
Six, I think, or seven, isn't it?
An elevated road is not part of Wardrobe Way, so elevated road is part of a different capital project. Wardrobe Way is its own.
Why do you spend so much money on elevated road though? I'm not really hung up on that, because someplace else I've seen there's $100,000 spent on Juno Road last year. Where was that spent on Juno?
It wasn't.
No? Where'd the money go then?
It just went into the capital, it wasn't spent.
Well, if you listed it to go to Juno.
It didn't go to Juno.
Juno was coming from a reserve, so if you have a capital project.
You can't list it as something, go spend it somewhere else.
We didn't.
It was not spent somewhere else.
So if a project.
They can show you everything that's.
Well, I'm gonna have to come back after, like I said, we walked in, that thing here or there, I'd read some of this and it's, there's.
When you look at the capital project, if it says born by reserves, if that project doesn't go forth, that money stays in the reserve. It doesn't come out of the reserve, it stays there. Unless it gets allocated to something else, but you have a resolution for that if that happens.
See, did it get allocated someplace else?
Not for that one, we do this, but that's, we can, if you would like to come back.
I will, yeah. I would like to come back.
I don't have that sitting right in front of me though. So let's just see where, see if I have a spot I can show you.
And I thought I seen you, there's no money this year for just for general road repairs.
For what?
No road upgrades outside of RM, like no Niagara Lake, no, there's no money here for any other road repairs. Like Brookfield or something, or Juno, there's no money in here.
For, well, we have the road improvement for a capital project.
$100,000
for that.
So where's it going to?
It will be, it's going to be, so anything that's a capital project essentially has to extend their life expectancy of the road. So for that portion, it's going to be something that's.
You haven't got any place you're putting it to with road yet?
I don't have that in front of me. I'll have to look into that.
That's one of which one's going to. How many tenders you put out for stuff? You have any tendered you do? The building in Seven Sisters tendered?
For?
You get three tenders and if you want to put a building up, but are there three tenders on that building at Seven Sisters? Or the three tenders on the lighting at Seven Sisters?
Okay, you mean the, are you talking about the garage that was put out at Seven Sisters?
Yeah, tenders on it?
Yeah, that was put out. We received
and the lighting later was tendered, and all that stuff's tendered?
That portion was all, done as per the procurement policy.
Yeah.
For.
Grass cutting and stuff's tendered all the time?
Yep.
Where do you get the tender? Is it notified in the newsletter when you put the tenders out?
The tendering all goes out. I believe the gravel tender is almost due shortly.
Concluded May 2nd.
Yes, so the tender for the gravel haul.
So are you tendering gravel is zero by the hour and by the ton?
It's the specs are out, you're welcome to pick some up.
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah.
So you're up?
Pardon?
Is it a ton per kilometer?
I don't know. It's there.
It's not no more, it's well day. By the hour.
Like I say, those are out there, we can pick them up.
Yeah. It's been for a while that way.
Well, the ton per kilometer is a far better deal.
Well, that we'll get into.
Truckers just don't like to use their, they don't like to add.
Yeah.
Who's that?
They just don't like to add, it's easier just to add 10, right? 10 hours, 9 hours.
Did you have any questions, Mr.
I do eventually. I was going
to
let Mr. Aaron.
I'll come back for some of the stuff. So I get it explained better to me later. I guess I'll understand it then. So when I come back, I'll know.
So
and I've got the grass cutting tender and stuff. I'm going to see what it is because
it's a 3-year contract.
It's a 3-year contract.
For
when's
grass
it up?
Tenders and that?
You can get
contract.
That all up front.
Yeah, I don't know when it's up. But.
Because I talked to Duncan. He stopped with a couple times. The grass cutting last year was terrible. He went on the road, whatever it is, because I showed him on the road, the gravel's in a ditch, the grass is on the road, and the lineup of the time between the foreman and the contractor, he cut the grass on Thursday, sent the grader on Tuesday. Half the gravel ended up in the ditch. And I see last year, they spent any money in a flood, that we had a bit of a flood last year in our, there's no money marked down for that flood, you didn't spend any on here.
It's included.
So the, are you talking about the rain event?
The rain man event, yeah.
Yeah, so that's in there, and that's part of actually why we went over budget in Public Works.
You got the money for rain event on someplace, I can see it after, no?
They determined that we didn't qualify for it. So it had to come out of our, just our expenditures.
You can see where the money went, it's in that one line, it's in, it's the 100,000, 120,000, we were over.
It's around 100,000.
Yeah.
It was a significant amount, and it's.
They never claimed one bucket of gravel, that, anything that went off that road washed away. Not one bucket, nothing. Hey?
Yes, sir.
Nothing, why?
The government said?
Yeah.
Cause they said no.
Who, the foreman said no?
Yeah.
No, not the foreman, the government.
Well, when the road washed out, like the table washes a bit, it comes on the side, go to the little back, go pull it back the road, let it dry out, put it back on the road, why can't you do that?
I think that's a discussion for Public Works, not.
Well, we're gonna have it soon too, cause I got a little more time in my hands now, so.
That's good.
I do.
Good.
Your turn.
Go ahead, Martin.
Okay, well, Nile Lake Road, I see we have estimated total cost for utility, $60,000. What's the plan there? Are we putting some sewer and water lines in?
They're going to be doing a sewer, eventually it will be, but similar to, eventually where the costs are going to be offset by the connection fees and whatnot to there. But the water line they can currently hook up to, that's along the highway, it's the sewer that they can't.
So they can't, but only the front lots can hook up on that side?
Right now there are only lots along that side.
Okay, so you're not planning some of the other lots on the other side of Natalie Lake?
That's for future discussions.
Yeah, that's planned. All those things have been planned for 20 years and nobody did anything with them.
Yeah, well, because there was no
so then we,
on that stuff. So there was no movement on that stuff.
I know there
was. Now there's movement.
So last year we decided to do both, and it would be cost funded by what was sold. There hasn't been a penny.
The other thing in that, the government chased the assessments the last 3 years through the roof. And money is coming into the RMs way more in the last 3 years than it has for the last 20.
And the assessments are, and they're not stopping.
So the reason I ask this question is generally when you do the subdivision, you install the sewer water lines, right?
So yeah. So right now the water line they can't hook up, but the sewer they can.
Yeah.
So if they install a sewer line right now, you can actually connect to both. And if they further develop that other area, the water line can go on the other side of the road and then connect that way.
Okay.
It's not that the line doesn't have to go there. It doesn't have to go this year.
So my question is there enough money from these lots to cover all of these expenses?
So this is where it's...
Or is the RM going to have to borrow some money to put in some main lines so we can maybe kind of expect the three guys that are here now to pay for chunks of main line up to their lots?
This is where the utility, though, is its separate entity from your general budgeting.
Yeah.
And...
But it is managed by the municipality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The municipality has to meet the bylaws and the borrowing bylaws.
And it comes to general revenue to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's paid for it.
It's your utility, though. When you do your budget, though, you make it so that your expenditures balance out with your revenues.
Okay, I got an idea how it is.
Yeah, but everything else goes up to cost.
Yeah.
So if you use the example, even just for what we paid at Elma, $15,000 a lot for the utility service, just for a water line, that's going to be very similar to what it is there. The main line is still there, but it's still going to cost you money. So the owner of the lot has to pay for the sewer water connection fees,
mm-hmm.
but still somebody has to put out the money for the front for the lines. And the municipality will recoup that. But that still has to be done. And if you want to sell more lots.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. You're going to recoup it all.
The main lines need to be installed.
Yeah, so you're going to recoup it all.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
Sometimes you may have to borrow money, which is why municipalities generally should not be doing developments. But as this council and the previous councils are on, we inherited those projects.
Yeah.
So.
And what you're saying, some of that money for the lot should go towards the sewer line development stuff.
Yes.
Not spend it on the road or something. And some of that road they're building, you're not driving across Canada. The mud, unbelievable.
They built it already. Our
It's not finished yet, though.
No, not completed. So my next question for Hadley Lake Road subdivision is compaction testing. Was the road after it was completed, or is it completed? Is there a compaction test to verify the contract did what he's supposed to?
I have to look into that.
Okay, because that would be engineering services and costs for it. We would relate it directly to the capital cost for the road construction. And do we have a drainage plan and drainage development as to where those ditches that they dug are actually going after they dug in place?
They do have a drainage plan, but I don't know the specifics on it.
Okay.
So we'd have to get that for you.
So the public works foreman has the specifics on it?
Public works should have that.
Because I know the standing water and all the ditches, they should be dry. There's no rain or water for 2 weeks, but then there's standing water in them.
Yeah, that would be a public works.
Because when they're brand new, they shouldn't drain. Once they get older and we cut through them with mowers and other shit and stuff, they're not going to work so well. Okay, so that's for that part. And is the other end of, is that planning, are you planning on completing the road to hook up to Townside Road for the rest of Hadley Lake Road? Is that going to be completed in 2025 or is that budgeted for 26?
That's kind of going to be dependent on the lot sales. Right now we're doing... We've been building the road as the lot sell.
So if I buy a lot number 3, and there's no road in front of lot number 3, and number 4 and number 5 aren't sold, you're not going to build a road to lot number 3?
The lots are being sold in order.
Okay.
Oh, we have that actually on the table. Somebody asked for a lot.
Okay. All right. And the new road, may, or like I said, be a new road being built. What was the name of the road again? Call me, I forgot.
You would ask where you were.
The road that's going to run north now to increase the size of the...
It's actually a loop. It's a cove. It's a called cove. Something cove.
Okay.
And
commercial cove.
Commercial cove. Thank you. So we started that in January when we realized, you know, we had a road, a good road, and we had run out of lots because they're all the large ones are sold. So we did this cove that goes around.
Yeah.
We've got the plan is all surveyed and just waiting to sell lots in there. And ideally, people would buy the ones along the frontage, of course, because it will have service.
So is that going to be a two-way road or is it going to be a one-way road? So that you can save on road construction.
Not been discussed.
Okay. Just a question, because it could easily be a one-way.
I don't
know.
You
only need one lane instead of two. That's for that. And I have a couple of questions. So now that we've paid off the water treatment plant, that portion that's normally attributed to the payments will go to the general reserve.
The
you don't have a general reserve.
Or not general or reserve for the utility.
So the you mean the debenture payment that comes
yes.
that you see that's going that'll be gone once it's done.
Okay.
It's
well,
it's
doesn't
still
just go
there
away.
For
where
the
does the money go?
Well it will no longer be on your taxes.
Your taxes?
Yes.
Yeah. So that we won't be collecting revenue on that anymore.
I was thinking of something else then. I was thinking of the actual revenues from the one for the billing. I'm sorry.
Ah, thank you.
What is that reserve at right now?
I have it right. The water reserve is currently sitting at just over $1 million.
Just over $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
It's like $1,010,000, $1,100,000?
$1,020,000.
$1,020,000. Okay.
6 years ago was a minus -$224,000.
Yeah. So goes up, goes down.
Yeah.
Well, it was down for about 6 straight years.
Yeah.
I can testify to that because that's when we had to deal with the government because it was a minus -$224,000 and they weren't very happy.
Well, that's too bad. They can be unhappy lots.
I'm just telling you what it was.
I do, and I don't agree with this. If we're at $1 million, we should be able to cap it.
Yeah.
Because what's our interest revenue on that $1 million?
One thing to know though, with your water reserve, $1 million doesn't go very long.
Yeah.
It is water, your water, it costs a lot to do any sort of big repairs.
Yeah.
That's an opinion again too, Martin, because we get a lot of people telling us they want it high, because if a water line goes somewhere and you got to do a mile water line, whether it's Elma or River Hills, going to cost you $1 to $2 million. Who pays for it then? The ratepayers got
to
pay.
River Hills or Seven Sisters, because they're going to be gone.
But even,
replace a lot of water line.
Even if you have to renew the section in line, it's gonna cost quite a bit of money now.
It's expensive.
It's the way it's tendered, that's the problem.
That's why we have disaster.
Well, we're not the only ones tendering, it's right across.
I know, but the way it's being done is wrong. When you send a gravel tender out, you don't tell them to bid $4 a yard, hope you get it for $3.99. These water lines are being tendered, tell them what to tender.
Well, the tenders are coming when, even when we're doing a sewer project or something, it comes from the government, how it gets tendered.
I know, and they just love working for those, for the people that are doing it. Tell them what to bid. I just went there 2 weeks ago with Ronnie Curry, and lives in West St. Paul, $42,000. They could have dropped up to $21,000 there now, and it's going down yet because Standex, the way they worded it, they're in court, they're all the people. Standex the trouble. They're telling them what to bend, to tender it at.
Anyway, I need to go.
So then for the recreational reserve, the community halls, culture service, so that's most of that cost is the insurance, right?
Yes, the bulk of that is the insurance cost.
And our current recreation reserve, where is that even? What are we at right now?
And the recreation reserve is at $18,000.
And we're still adding money to it every year?
Not this year.
Not this year?
No. Mm-hmm. So we are spending quite a bit on just the insurance right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good to know. Wanted to see what was going on there.
I wonder if insurances are going to stop sometime.
That's to our federal government's global warming is causing all these problems. We have to pay more insurance.
I don't know, but I mean, it's gone crazy.
Mr. Amaraka, do you have another question?
I'm waiting for them to. I had one about the emergency services organization. Like, there's $33,000 a year there.
Yeah.
And I remember Mr. Nickel, we got in council, he was big on this, having cots and bottled water in case it train derails and stuff. So where is this stuff being stored? And have you got a list of stuff, what they're doing with this every year? He had got cots and water, both go to the fire department. They had no room at that time. It was down here in the office, apparently. And we only budgeted $3,000 or $4,000. Something happened, small disaster. I mean, every year you add up since then, there's been a lot of money being spent on that. So what is?
The majority's training.
Training for what?
For your emergency team members. You have a group of people that go monthly to ensure that they are updated.
So when's the last time that training got used?
They get used on a different basis, and certainly we can give you a report from that committee if you'd like.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
honestly.
When you have
because it started just as supposed to be with the fire department by itself at one time. Now it's got moved to here. So this is with the government, all this stuff. There's a lot of money being spent here.
You know what, Mr. Amaraka, if you don't mind just shooting us an email or just waiting and writing it out there before you leave, we're happy to, you know, get to your questions answered to you.
Half of it's compulsory. The government makes it compulsory. That's a big, big issue, but all that information's there anyway.
I just want to go every year it's, you know, there's, is this stuff there, is it?
But I guess if you said when you use it, I hope we never use it.
Well, we know that. That was that time too, there was nothing, but every year you're renewing it? Like what's changing every year from the
thing?
The people are changing? If CPR is a problem, you're not going to tell CPR what to do. Or CN.
The biggest thing is the province legislates that the council must have an emergency plan every year, and the biggest thing is production of that plan. And it's not something that we can just do every year.
What if you change in the RM every year that they have to review the view plan that hard, that much?
You know what? I'd love for you to ask the province that because I have personally.
Yeah, it's coming.
How many people are supposed to be on the committee?
I'm just wondering what they want. That's not budget really, but we'll certainly give you who's, like how many you're on and what that money is distributed for. Because council has to receive a budget from them, and they've totally gone through it before they did to their budget.
But you have one person on work that we have, that's Kathy. The rest are all volunteers.
And whatever, still $32,000 there, times 10 years or 20 years, right?
But there's also a contractor.
$600,000 since it was started.
Yeah, but there's also a contractor that's part of that budget?
Yes, there is. $3,000 if I want.
Yeah.
Have to double check, but I think
that's in 911 service.
And actually that was on your agenda under communications that there's now those monthly lectures. That's out of that fee, Councillor Sterrett.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots.
Yeah, there's, well, that would be part of the contract services.
Yeah, the 33,000.
There's, well, the contract services are actually 8,000.
All I do know is the meetings that I've gone to are 33,000 is one of the lowest in the province. Compared to half of these guys.
Remember, just saying, it's just, all these are just, they're here and they're there and they're here.
It's like everything, it's like. When we see this.
Even our fire training this year was put along because of that level one.
Mr. Sexton.
The 5-year capital plan. I see we have a landslide at River Road, 120,000 for 2026. White Mouth Lagoon, water line extension for 100,000, I assume, or a million, I assume that's Alma. And bridges, 50,000 each year, what are we doing to the bridges for 50,000 each year?
That's what I had, the bridge.
The bridges?
It's an estimate from.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily, that's how much is going to be spent. But we had a big, there was a big engineering study kind of done. So there, and from that study, there was priorities.
Yeah.
So this year, we're gonna work on priority ones, the next year be priority twos, and then that kind of thing. And the 5-year, keep in mind too, the 5-year capital plan is not set in stone, this is just.
Well, I understand that, but that's what I was wondering, so why are you gonna spend $50,000 in 1 year, $150,000 next year? You're spending them on the same bridge, a different bridge, like, the bridge really should be allocated.
It's.
The Silver Bridge.
Oh, define the bridge.
To define, the bridge is like Silver Bridge should have probably needs a couple hundred thousand dollars.
It's gonna be essentially, it's what was in that engineering study.
Yeah.
And it's based on that study, what needs. And I think they had, this should be done immediately, this should be done within the next so many years, this should, and that's what it's based on.
Cause I know the bearing plates, it's at River Hills Bridge, they're gone already too, they should be replaced.
So they would have been noted in that study then, so.
I think they were, we read that.
And then $450,000 for a loader in 2028, no graders?
No what?
No graders, are we giving up on graders?
No, not yet.
It's still up for discussion, this is just the 5-year.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean, that's the, you have to look to the future.
Why would you want a loader and you got a tractor backhoe?
Well, I think they made for snow removal and stuff, winter, I assume.
Yeah, we'll get on to that one. 20 years back, how long would you counsel, how long did it take to grade the whole arm in the summertime, how many hours did they spend? Remember what it was?
Maybe 16 hours every 2 weeks.
44 hours it was to grade the RM, that's about what it was.
Yeah.
You give some overtime 1 week, you go, whatever it was, go grade the RM, okay? Second week, you do the towns, and you go do bearing weather, okay? Last year, we had a snowfall. We got a loader, we got a contractor, we got a grader and a plow truck. You're out there for 2 days plowing snow, snow takes half the time to plow, it does gravel.
I don't think that's really.
No, that's not part of the budget, but that's.
It's all adding up with that grader thing and stuff, the amount of hours being put in equipment, that's where I phoned Duncan and says, I got a bunch of information, not finished on GPSs yet. On the grader and on the foreman's.
Well, the good thing about it is people can change it in 17 months from now. Go right ahead and change it.
Is that all it is, 17 months?
That's right. Because we have 1,731 ratepayers and we have a couple. And the rest we don't.
I know, and all of them are talking in the back, none of them show up for anything anymore. Nothing, it's unbelievable, nobody.
They can run.
Everybody sits and fucking complains, nobody shows up and nothing.
Keep quiet, don't swear in here, we're not putting up with that, we just came back from AMM for 3 days. But I'm just saying, you know what, you try and do what you can do, doing the best, and everybody, if someone's really concerned, you can fix it up. They have all the right in the world to run in 17 months, right?
I tell them all the time when I was a counselor.
You were there.
But we did hold these meetings at night time. And originally, well, whether people come or not.
It is though too.
You are a municipal government and your ratepayers, most of them work during the daytime.
One meeting a month, still to be here is still coming is different.
Look at that, that's a good suggestion.
It just causes more confusion when it's worse.
Fair enough.
If you wanna listen to people talk, come and sit in the room with them. We're not 400 miles across and 1,200 miles deep.
Okay, guys, that's good. That's different. If anybody wants any information, like.
I have a few more questions. Town streets, $150,000 a year budgeted future capital. Are we paving some streets? Right here. Town Street's 2026.
You're still on the five-year capital plan?
Yes.
Those are discussion points, yeah.
We're in
discussion, but 2026 is still within your mandate as a council. It's almost to the end, so $150,000 on Town Streets. Is that paving services or degrading, leveling?
No, they were looked at. We threw it in here because some people have asked, just, you know, we put it in just to see if there's some that need to be paved.
Yeah.
And let's put it so it's in front of us.
Yeah. But 2026 is in front of us, that's why I'm asking, especially for that.
Yeah, that's just here. And it's essentially because we want to be doing some work every year.
Yeah.
And do we have a climate action plan for $30,000 in 2025?
We don't have a climate action plan right now, but this climate action plan is actually tied to FCM funding now.
Okay.
So we can't get FCM funding without a climate action plan.
Are we just going to copy and paste bin laws or what?
There's very, very specific regulations for these climate action plans.
Climate action.
Yeah.
What do you want to do that for? We pay enough taxes already to the federal government.
I agree.
Another download.
That's all they're doing.
Well, why? Just ignore it.
If we want funding from
for
FCM,
what?
FCM...
You're wasting all this. I said in the beginning, why even scratch it? Why even do it? Why do you have to do it? Why do it in the first place?
Well, what happens is if you don't do it, FPM will just cut you right out of the funding.
Which funding?
Well, we're trying to get funding to get for the lagoon, try to get funding for the water in Elma, try to get funding for anything, but if you don't have that, you get nothing.
The governments are downloading some of the services to the municipal associations so they don't get the heat for it when it does come through.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy right now.
And this 30,000 estimate is actually 30% of the expected cost because we can get, there are some grants available which we'll be aiming for that will fund up to 70% to 80% of cost.
Well, I guess our grant will form a consulting company.
Maybe some of this will change with the election. I don't know.
They're making you
see which party gets in.
They're creating jobs for nothing.
Look at our federal
that's
government.
All. Well, that's what it is. I mean,
$200 billion in consulting services.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
One last question.
Mm-hmm.
Gas tax reserve.
Yep.
What's our value of our gas tax reserve?
So, well, I have that. That's right.
Now it's called community guilty.
It is.
We
still have it listed as gas tax reserve because that's what we started it as, but it's now the Canadian building fund. Yeah. But on our reserves, we still call it gas tax because that is what we started it as.
That's what it's supposed to be for.
Yeah. But it is sitting at $578,000. And that's one of those ones where they like to see you spending some money from, right?
Yes.
So you don't want that number to keep climbing. You want us to...
Just
what do we have allocated this year? What are we spending it on? Sorry.
We have $260,000.
Yeah.
And I have to go through my list here. And some of that would be like the sand shed. And that needs to be upgraded to meet some environmental regulations. We have...
Bullshit too, but...
Sidewalks. Bridge, the road improvements. All that's supposed to come from the gas tax.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of projects they want.
Yeah.
So. And by having it come from reserves, it doesn't affect your mill rate.
Plus you could also use it for constructing new roads, like example.
Well, that's new roads, or you can do it on road improvements so long as it extends the life expectancy of the road. So just adding gravel doesn't count.
No.
But if you're replacing the base,
So between the fire hall and the mill, what's the total mill rate?
The total? 19, 18? Hold on, I have it written down right. Go back up here. Are you talking with the school as well? Or just
no, just
the municipal
stuff.
Just
the water,
the municipal mill rate is 15.3.
What's all added in the fire hall, the bench, what's that all? What's
that's all added. So with the municipal mill rate, it doesn't include the water because that's local improvements. But the fire hall venture is on there, and also the transfer to reserves, like the bridge reserve and the machine, those reserves, those are on there as well.
So the two water ones that they're paying in Seven Sisters now, when all that comes off their taxes in this year?
But it doesn't show up on the mill rate, yeah.
Okay.
It's different because it's a local.
But that comes off of their taxes. So.
Yes, but it does not include it in the municipal mill rate.
When were those taken out? Or what?
That's okay.
payment to vendors.
So basically on your municipal reserve, you have, or your municipal mill rate, you, yeah, you have your firing home, firing bylaw, that's included. Also your bridge reserve transfer, your machinery replacement, and the fire equipment reserve. So those are included on the mill rates.
Now the fire hall's on top, the payment, yet? Wasn't that point one something?
The fire hall payment?
Yeah, well, for the building, that debenture's not done yet.
No, that's, the fire hall debenture isn't done until 2031.
But that comes on still, on top, to still the 15, right?
No, that's included. So all that there, that 15.378 includes all of those. If you're talking just the at-large mill rate without the debentures, that you're looking at 14.04.
Okay.
But the 15.378 includes all of those. That's your total municipal mill rate.
I thought it was higher.
Yeah. And then on here, this one here, when you see the combined, that's the Sunrise and the municipal. The provincial one's not included with this combined one. So the provincial mill rate is 7.117. And at the time we started this, we didn't know that mill rate yet. And in past years, we haven't included that with the combined. We just included the Sunrise and school division and our municipal one.
This is the first time we had one of these. For all the rest, like the ones that I've been sitting on, it's just a quick view. This is good. This is nice. At least you can see where the hell you're at.
Well, we're trying to add some slides that are beneficial, so if there's questions you guys have.
Well, the explanation of how that's broken down was about time, because a lot of people who talked about their taxes, they didn't realize how actually they came to the number they did. Okay? And there.
Good job, Lisa.
Yeah, we received several inquiries about assessment this year, so I thought it was important that we showed this.
Okay, okay, thank you guys. I mean, there's only two here, but
Mr.
it's...
Mr. Hunter, are you okay?
Not for a long time, Larry.
Your question's concluded, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just dropped this page, and I just wanted to pass this in case.
Thanks for coming. I know there was only two, but it's interesting because you go through stuff that you don't see, but Lacey's done a tremendous amount of work on this issue.
Good job.
Hey?
Good job.
Really, really went through. We tried to hold back as much as we could and what you could do with the way things were. So, okay, be it resolved that the business of the public hearing is now completed and the public hearing is closed. Be it further resolved that council now return to their former order of business. But I think
mover.
We're done.
Mover.
Seconder?
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now we'll move to the bylaw.
Okay, can we have a mover for that, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Third and final reading?
Mover?
Stood.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Now we have, please ask for adjournment at 2:32.
Can we have a mover to adjourn?
Stood.
Seconder?
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you.